Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. We are so grateful that we are able to come together once again. Thank you for tuning in to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends here on this Tuesday, the 12th day of May, my goodness, 2020. We're moving along in the year, and God is just doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. In spite of what we see on the outside, we know on the inside we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. So we're thanking each and everyone who has joined us already this morning. We appreciate you being here. We know that God is a beautiful God. He's wonderful, and so we thank him for just helping us to know that all things are possible when we believe in him. So saints of God, be encouraged. God is not through with us yet. He is taking us to higher heights and deeper depths as we seek him the more. As we seek him, we will find him. As we look for him, we know that we will see him do great and mighty things. So we're going to pray this morning, and then we will get into the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm going to see, I'm going to open the lines. I'm going to see who wants to lead us off in prayer this morning. I'm going to ask for a volunteer, and then we will go into the word. The lines are open. Nobody's raring to pray this morning, or did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I'll lead this. I'll go in prayer this morning. Heavenly
okay,
Father,
thank you.
Come to you, Father, just giving you praise and glory, Lord, for the mighty work that you do in our life, Heavenly Father. Father, I pray to you, Heavenly Father, just thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Heavenly Father. Thanking you, Father, just for being God, Lord, the great I am, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for holding our hands, Lord, as we go through storms, Lord. And I praise you, Lord, for bringing us out of storms, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Father. Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have stored on us, the miracles you have stored on us, those that we're aware of and those that we're not aware of, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, there's no one like you, Lord. Lord, and I just praise you, Lord, for being head of our life, Lord, being our guider, Lord, our protector, Lord. Lord, we just praise you. I praise you, Lord, for instilling us with patience, Lord. Oh, yes, with peace, Lord, with joy, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I just praise you for putting people in our path to help us with our walk in Christ. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. I just praise you, Lord, for ending this virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Well, Father, I just praise you for renewing our mind, Heavenly Father, for pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Father. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. We can never praise you enough, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We just thank you for your faithfulness, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just thank you for your will. I thank you for your will being done in our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for protecting the first responders, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, for the people willing to be there to help the ones that with the virus, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for comforting us in time of need. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for comforting the families that have already lost their loved ones due to the virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I thank you for making ways for those in need, Lord. Shutting those that those that need to be shut, Heavenly Father. Oh, just, Lord, I thank you for protecting those, the homeless, Lord, providing for the homeless, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I come praying, asking you, answer the prayers of those that are crying out to you right now at this hour, Lord, all over the nation, Heavenly Father. They need you, Lord, right now, and they are crying out to you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, let your will be done in their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. You are the way and you are the light, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you for strengthening us on a daily basis, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father God. Father God, just thank you, Lord, for just being God, Almighty, the great I am, Lord. There is no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are good and you are great, Lord. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for those that's on the prayer line and those that are going to come, Lord. You know our needs, our desires, Lord. We're asking you to let your will be done in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. For you know what we need and what we want, Lord. You know what's not good for us, Lord. We know sometimes we're not ready, Lord. But you do know when we're ready, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for those that backsliders that have came back to you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And, Lord, those that never been saved, that are saved now, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just praise you for allowing us to be a part of your life and you living in us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. If it weren't for you, Lord, I don't know where we'll be, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You're our beginning and you're our ending, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Just praise you, Lord, for waking up this morning, Lord, because some people didn't get up this morning. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just praise you for Pastor Darlene, Lord, for getting up every Monday through Friday, bringing the word, Lord, opening this line up for people that want to pray, Lord. Those want to start their day with you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to start our day with you in our life each and every day, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you speak to us more and more. Let us hear more and more of your voice, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And help us be obedient, Lord, when sometimes we might not want to be obedient. Hear your voice and just do our will, Lord, not your will. We want to live for you, Lord. We are living for you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that don't really know you, have a relationship with you, Lord, that they should have, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Let them know you like I know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, not our will, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father, I connect my prayer and everybody that we're praying for and everybody that's praying over the nation at this hour, Lord, with our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, and we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, Father, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Father. You are everything, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Marie, for stepping up and doing our leading prayer this morning. We appreciate that. And so we're going to talk about some things this morning, going to the Word. And what we're praying and hoping that we all will have a closer walk with the Lord. And so that's what we're going to be talking about this morning, is having that closer walk with God and realizing that it is more important that our souls will be prosperous, that we will grow in our spirit man, that our lives in Christ will be better than it was yesterday or the day before, that we will study the word and understand that God wants us to have a life in Jesus Christ and to follow his precepts and concepts. And as we are talking about having a closer walk with God, I'm reminded of a song by Mahalia Jackson. I want to read that song. I'm not going to try to sing it because she sang it so well. And it's Just a Closer Walk with Thee is the name of the song. And so it goes like this. It's that, I mean, these are the words to the song. It says, just a closer walk with thee, granted, Lord, if you please. Daily walking close with thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Keep me from all wrong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I can walk, dear Lord, close with thee. In this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who but thee my burdens share? None but thee, O Lord, none but thee. When my weary life is over, pain and suffering are no more, who will lead me safely o'er Canaan's shore, that sweet Canaan's shore? So she's just giving honor to God because, I mean, in the song, it just reminded me of the fact that it is the Lord God Almighty who cares. When we are weak, he makes us strong. He's the one who helps us. And even when we get to the end of this life, he is the one that will help us to go into the heavenlies as we serve him, as we prepare for our heavenly home. So the, the word of God that we're going to be looking at this morning is in the book of 3 John. So 3 John actually is a brief letter to two people. One's name is Gaius, and the other's name was Demetrius. They have been faithfully speaking the truth, and in this book, John mentions having sent a previous letter that was rejected by a man named Diotrephes. Nevertheless, John was not disheartened. He continued to share the gospel with the saints of God, even though he had been rejected in the, with this letter. So the elder John is, as we go into the word, it says the elder, so we're in 3 John, let me go back. 3 John chapter 1, which is the only chapter in this book. 3 John 1 and verse 1. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Verse 5 says, beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. I'm going to stop at that verse right there. And so we understand here that John, as an elder, he's an elder of the church. So among the saints, those who, an elder is one who presided over the assemblies or the churches. And the New Testament uses the term bishop, elders, and presbyters interchangeably. So we are seeing here the elder, John, was speaking and he's talking to Gaius and in this portion that we're looking at right now. And so we're looking at the first verse. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius. And so John was speaking affectionately to Gaius. You know, we understand that when we have a body of Christ, that we truly should love one another. We should have a spirit of love and peace and joy amongst the brethren. And so this is a wonderful passage of Scripture, because Gaius, you know, he could have been sick. There could have been some things going on in his body. But John wanted him to have good health. He wanted him to prosper.
And so verse number 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So it was John's desire, and it was his prayer. It was his prayer that his friend Gaius would be prosperous and he would be healthy. John wanted him to be healthy no matter what was going on at the time. He could have been going through some things in his mind. He could have been going through some financial difficulty. But it was John's desire to see Gaius prosper and be in health, even as in proportion to the degree that his soul prospered. So this letter was to Gaius, and it was about him. When we see things in the Bible, we see passages in the Bible, we know that the Word tells us Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we see examples of what God would have happen that people have gone through, people have been released. Even when we think about Paul and Silas, when they were in jail, they were praising the Lord. I mean, just to think that God gives us examples in the Word of God for us to go by, to live our lives by. And so as Gaius was being loved here by John, you know, he was showing his love to Gaius and letting him know, "I want you to prosper and be healthy, even as your soul prospers." So we as Christians, we have to see how these things apply to us. If God meant it for them, he means it for us too, just like he helped Paul and Silas get out of jail. You know, there were times when we may have been in jail, maybe not physically. Some of us may have been in jail physically, which I have been in jail before. But, you know, God helps us to get out of these situations. He helps us to be healthy. You know, we may get sick sometime, but he wants us to be healthy. He speaks of that in the Word of God, that Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed. Jesus came so that we could have life and life more abundantly. But when he went up the hill Golgotha, he bore stripes on his back. And even as I'm speaking about it, I can just sense the pain that he endured so that we could be healed. And so, you know, he shows us Word. He shows us the Bible. He shows us the different things that we can use for our lives as we are going through these years that we're here. And so we thank God that Gaius was being told by this wonderful man, John, that he wanted him to prosper and be in health. And so let me just look at the fact that even as Christians, we desire to see our spirit man growing stronger daily. So we want to apply the Word. We want to read the Word more often. You know, many times people are just so strung out on work. You know, people do a lot of work. And, you know, when people were really working right through here during this time and dispensation, there are a lot of people who are not working. But there were people, you know, as people were on their jobs, they were just focusing on their jobs. And many people worked a lot of hours. I remember some times when I did work a lot of hours, too. We're chasing the dollar. We're doing things that take us away actually from the time that we would be studying the Word of God. We should spend more time studying the Word of God. If you set aside time, say, okay, most people work like 8 hours a day. That's just a normal work day for most people. 8 hours a day you're at work. If you took your time and you said, "I'm going to set aside maybe an hour, 2 hours, however many hours you desire every day to study the Word," because you come home, you cook your food, you may go out and exercise. Yes, I go out and I do my jogging. I'm applying different things in my life when I should be applying the Word of God also, which I do, you know, during the course of the day, go into the Word of God, set aside time. Okay, this is my time of study. This is my time of prayer. This is my time of listening to the voice of God. If you just take 10% of every day, that's 2 hours and I believe 40 minutes. 2 hours and 40 minutes a day, that's just 10% of your day. That's less time than most people spend at a job, less time that you spend doing other things, watching TV, on the internet, doing all kinds of things. But if we just say, "I'm going to spend more time with God," you can start off saying, "I'm going to be consistent with maybe 30 minutes. I'm going to be consistent with 15 minutes. But just every single day, you say, "I'm going to spend this amount of time in the Word. I'm going to spend this amount of time in the Bible." Just make it a part of your routine. And then you will see your soul prospering. You'll see yourself growing in the things of God. You'll see yourself remembering the word of God so that when issues come up, when you are going through something or even like we're going through this process with this pandemic, we still have God on our side. We don't have to panic as a body of Christ. We don't have to be fearful and unbelieving as a body of Christ because our soul prospers as we read and study and understand the word. He said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And so we understand that because of what God has given us, he's given us this word as food for our souls. And so as we are stepping up the word, it just feels so good to know that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ with somebody else. There are people out there who need to know more about the word of God, and our lives can be a testimony to other people because there are some people who won't even pick up the Bible, but they read the saints of God. They read you because they say, okay, you're a Christian, so I'm going to watch you. People do that. They will watch you. They watch us to see if we're truly saved. You know, people know what it is to be saved, but they don't want to be saved until they see somebody. I remember my mother, you know, when she was, before she received salvation, her sister was a Christian. Her sister was serving the Lord, and she was doing, I mean, she was just living a wonderful life as a Christian. She was having the qualities and exhibited the behaviors that a Christian would exhibit. And so my mother, she watched her, and my mother said, you know, I want to live like that. And that's what drew my mother into the kingdom. And I'm thanking God for that because, you know, as my mother had her kids, had me and eight other children, we watched her and my daddy because my daddy did become a Christian too. And so I thank God even because they did become a Christian, they lived together. They were married for 61 years. And I just don't believe they would have been married for 61 years if they were not living for Jesus Christ because I know the background of my family. And I believe I was sharing that with somebody the other day how because when we come to Jesus Christ, we learn how to live according to the word of God. And we study the word. And my mom and dad, they were very good Christians, and they taught us the word. And they shared the word of God with us, and they prayed for us that we would be saved. And I thank God for that. Because of that, I am now a part of the body of Christ. I'm a part of the kingdom, and I'm so happy that I'm here to be a part of the kingdom of God. I mean, this is beautiful. And so, you know, when we look at how God gives us this word, as he shows us how Gaius was being admonished by John to prosper and be in health, even as his soul prospered. We want to follow this same example. God wants us to prosper. Yes, he does. But he doesn't want us to focus on the prospering in the natural, and our spirit man is just weak. Our spirit man is not being fed. He wants our spirit man to be fed. He wants us to grow in the things of God. Each and every day, we should read something. If you're not reading, listen. I mean, there are Bibles that are on tape, and you can listen to the Bibles on tape. You can listen to somebody who may be preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But mind you, a place where you're hearing the true gospel of Jesus Christ and not just the prosperity portion of it. I know God wants us to prosper. I'm not putting that down because I want to prosper too. And I know that God wants us to have nice things, but he wants us to be more concerned about our salvation, about our souls, about what we're feeding even our minds when we are watching different things on television or listening to different things. He wants us to feed ourselves with wonderful things of God. When we feed ourselves with the word, then we will get stronger and stronger. So I'm going to read another verse here. This is in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8, verse 36. It says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" So this is supportive of what we're talking about right now. God wants our souls to prosper, and it's not going to profit you when you get to the end of your life if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior and you have millions and billions of dollars. I mean, all of that is going to be for naught when it comes to eternity. Eternity is a very long time, and even as often I say, we probably cannot even fathom with our minute minds how infinite eternity is. It never ends. I mean, just thinking of just going further and further and further into time and you never end. The time never ends. Eternity is a long time. So we want not only ourselves, but we want our family members and people who we don't know, people around the world. We want people to receive Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. We want people to prosper and be in health. We want our bodies to be healthy, but we most of all want our souls to be strong. Let me read another scripture here, Matthew 18, verse 8. Matthew 18 and 8 says, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." So even this reminds me that even if we are not healthy, even if we may have lost a hand or something or whatever happens to us, our bodies may not be as healthy as it could be. But if our souls are prospering, that is the main thing. That is most important, that we are spiritually inclined, that we are studying the word, that we have love in our hearts, that we're loving people, that we forgive people, that we're not holding on to grudges. I mean, there is so much in the word of God to help us as we go along the way. And mind you, you know, there are times when we have to come and repeatedly pray and thank God for helping us to get to the place where he wants us to be. Yeah, sometimes it's a difficult thing to get over some things. It's difficult to see the truth of the word, because the enemy is out there. We are not going to dismiss the fact that the devil is there and he's doing his job. But we as saints of God want to do our jobs and resist the devil. We have to stay in the word of God so we can rebuke that devil and put him out of our lives. Tell him, devil, no, you're not going to cause me to fall into the trap of sin. You're not going to cause me to fall into the trap of Satan. I'm going to study God's word. I'm going to grow in the things of God. I'm going to even, you know, sometimes you need to call somebody, maybe do a Bible study over the phone, or maybe, you know, once this pandemic is over, you can go and maybe have lunch with somebody, encourage one another to continue to study and read the word of God. And we know that God will be pleased with that. You know, that's what God wants us to do, is to help one another, because he said iron sharpens iron. And so when we come together and help one another, I'm sure God is just smiling and he's happy about that thing. We know that God is watching everything and he wants us to help one another along the way. You know, sometimes we get weak, but he is the one who gives us strength, as we saw in this song, as I read that song from Mahalia Jackson. I mean, that is such a beautiful song. She did some wonderful work while she was here on the earth, and I thank God for her. And so let me go into another scripture right now. This is in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 13, verse 14, it says, "But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." My goodness. So we have to follow this word each and every day. And in fact, I was sharing something with a young lady maybe a week or so ago when we were having a discussion. They were talking about some, you know, having sex before marriage. It's like, if you are a Christian, why do you entertain that? Why would you think that it's okay to have sex before marriage? And then the response is that I'm, you know, this is my body and I'm doing what I feel like doing. It's like, okay, but why would you make provision for the flesh and have the pleasures of sin for a season? What if while you're in that fleshly mode and you're not doing what God said do, what if you lose your life? What if you die in your sin? Is it worth it? No, it's not worth it to me, for a season of pleasure, for just, you know, a moment of pleasure, and you end up going to hell because you wanted to have that pleasure in life. Make not provision for the flesh. That's what the word says. So, you know, many of us, and I know that there are different ones, all of us have different issues that we dealt with when we were in sin. There were different things that we focused on there. I was a gambler. I was out there running around with men. I did all kinds of tricky things while I was out there in my sin. And so I have to be careful when I'm going through life to watch out for the trap of Satan. Satan is there, and he will use the things that he knows is enticing to you or me or whoever it is. And when I say you, that includes me. He uses those things that will entice us to cause us to fall down. So don't make provision for the flesh. When you know that you have no business being in a private place, let's just say me. I'm going to talk about me. Let's just say me. I have no business being in a private place with a man that I'm attracted to where there's a possibility that I could succumb to his advances. I'm not going to put myself in that kind of position. I'm going to make sure that somebody else is there with us or that I'm not even in a private place like that. So don't make provision for the flesh and say, well, you know, I'm not going to let him seduce me. Well, I'm not going to let her seduce me. I'm not going to fall into that. Well, don't put yourself in a position where you could fall into the trap of Satan. Don't put yourself in a position where you go and you know, like this one lady years ago when I was here living in the Atlanta area and I was going to New Covenant Christian Ministries, and there was a sister that we used to pray together a lot, and we went somewhere and we were having lunch or dinner or something, and we were talking, and there's this ministry up in, I think it's Cleveland or Columbus, Ohio. I think the pastor's name is Apostle Scales, and their ministry is set up where they go into the clubs. They take their two together, and they go into the clubs, and they're talking to people. They're sitting at the tables with people who are drinking and doing all kinds of things in the clubs. And so we were talking about this, me and this sister friend of mine, and she said, I will not be able to go into a club because I know that there's some things that happen in the clubs that she would probably be enticed to do. So she knows that that's not a place for her to go. Even though Apostle Scales and his team would go into the clubs and they would minister to people, there are certain places that we don't want to put our salvation in jeopardy by being in those places. And so you have to understand that God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper. And so prospering in the spirit will help us to know these things, to help us to not make provision for the flesh, not cause ourselves to get into a place where you would fall backwards and go back and turn our backs on the Lord. So let's just keep in mind that we must study the word, stay in the word, listen to the word of God during the day. They're on the internet. There are different Bible places where you can read and hear the Bible. Bible Gateway is one. Blue Letter Bible is another. So we can go in there and we can listen in. While you're riding in your car, I know a lot of people listen to books while they're driving. You can listen to the word of God while you're driving and continue to feed your spirit. I'm not telling you to be just so overwhelmed, so spirit-filled that you are no good here in the earth realm, you know, so holy that you're not able to function in society. I'm not telling you to do that. But we have to spend more time in the word of God. We want to spend more time with prayer, more prayer time. Listening to the voice, you know, when you pray, stop and listen to what God is saying so that you know what to do and what direction to go in. So here's one more scripture that I'm going to read. It's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, and it says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we go through this earth and knowing that Jesus, even himself, he sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. He sent us the power that we would need because he knew that he would not be here with the disciples when he left. And so he told the disciples that the Comforter would come and that they should wait for the Holy Ghost. And so we now have the Holy Ghost in this time where we can use the Holy Spirit and follow what he tells us. You know, many times we may hear the voice of God and it's like we disrespect or we just forget about what he said or we just go ahead and do whatever we feel like doing or whatever comes to mind. I'm just going to do it this way. I'm going to do my thing. And that is not what God wants. He wants us to follow his voice and not follow the voice of a stranger. I mean, he talks about that he's the good shepherd. And as his sheep, we know his voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we have to follow his word. We don't want to follow just any old wind of doctrine. We don't want to just be out there stumbling around, just doing any old kind of thing. We want to be real with the Lord and let him lead us in the direction that we need to go in. We want to follow him. There's a song, I believe, I don't remember the name of the artist, but where he leads, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. So that's what we should have in our hearts, that we want to follow the Lord wherever he leads us. We want to go in that direction. Whatever he tells us to do, let us go in that direction. There are some people that he may have us to connect with as we go in the direction that he tells us to go in, so that they can be told about him, so that their lives can change, so they will be fed something, that the seed will be planted. Everybody's not going to come when we first talk to them about Jesus Christ, but we want them to prosper and be in health as their souls prosper too. And so as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ with various people, we're going to plant that seed. Somebody's going to water the seed, and then God will get the increase. So keep in mind that we want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ as often as we can, as many times as we can, whether it be on the phone, which is what we have to do nowadays, or send somebody a text, or maybe use some other form of social media. We have that available to us. So don't feel like, well, we don't have an opportunity to go out and knock on some doors or go to the grocery store. Well, we go to the grocery store, but, you know, they make us be 6 feet apart. So it's a little bit difficult to do some of the things. But you know what? We still have a desire to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and keep the prayers going. I'm telling you, these prayers are doing some wonderful work as we pray and agree with God. So we just thank God today for the word, and we hope that you have received something that will be beneficial to you as you go through the rest of your days here in this earth realm. So let us pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for this word. We thank you, God, that you are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised, Father. It's in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we shall prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper, O God. We have the mind of Christ, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that we hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of your heart, O God. We trust in you, Lord, with all of our hearts, O God. We lean not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways we acknowledge you, Father, and you direct our path. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for leading us into the path of righteousness, O God. And so, Lord, today we submit ourselves to your word, O God, which exposes and sifts and analyzes and judges the very thoughts of our hearts, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds, O God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every intimidating spirit, O God, all the fears, the doubts, and unbeliefs and failures, O God, that may try to come into our minds, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we thank you today that we come against every argument and theory, O God, and reasoning and every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. We thank you, Lord, today that we lead every thought and purpose away captive into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, O God, and that we prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, your word, O God. It shall not depart out of our mouths, O God, but we shall meditate on it day and night, O God, that we may observe to do according to all that is written therein, O God, and then we shall make our way prosperous, and we shall have good success, O God. Thank you, Lord, today for your word, O God, that it helps us, O God, to grow, O God, to increase and be enlarged in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, O God. My God, my God. Oh, my Lord, we thank you today, O God, that we will not be fretful over anything. We will not be anxious, O God, for anything, O God, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, O God, we make our requests known to you, Lord. And we know that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, O God, will keep us in perfect peace, O God, as our minds are stayed on Jesus Christ, O God. We know that Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace, O God. So we thank you today for that, Lord. We ask you, Father, to fix our minds, O God, to help us to realize that whatever is true, whatever is worthy, whatever is of good report, O God, that we would think on these things, O God. Lord, if there's any virtue and excellence, O God, if there's anything worthy of praise, we would think on those. And we know, God, today that you will help us, O God, to see your way, O God. We will see what you have to speak, O God, and we will hear what you're saying, O God. And so, Lord, today we roll our works upon you, O Lord. We commit and trust them wholly to you, Father. We know, God, today that you will help us, O God, to see your plans, O God, and to walk in the plans of God each and every day. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, we thank you that we shall be successful in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We know, Father, today that as we follow your precepts and concepts, O God, that the enemy would not be able to overcome us, O God, because greater, hallelujah,
greater is he that is in me than in he that is in the world, oh God. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name, God. Now, Father, I just pray that each and every one of us, oh God, who is here right now, will continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, God, because our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I say, heal today, oh God, and we shall be healed. Save, Father, we shall be saved, for thou art our praise, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that you will seal your word, O God, with the blood of Jesus, and that our hearts will be tender towards you, O God, that we will walk by faith and not by sight, O God, that we are trusting and depending on you, O God, to help us to overcome all things, O God. In this world, oh God, we know that when we're weak, you make us strong, oh God. When we fall, Lord, you help us to get back up, Lord. So we thank you, Father, today that we lose the spirit of love, oh God. I lose the spirit of peace, God. I lose the spirit of joy, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I thank you, Father, today for just blessing us, oh God, to be a blessing, oh God. So as you bless us, Lord, we will give, Lord. And we thank you, God, today for each and every one who is even speaking of giving, that they have given to the ministry, oh God, whether it be monetary, whether it be of their time, their talent, their tenth, oh God, that you bless and enlarge, Lord. Multiply, oh God, every seed that has been planted, oh God, at least 1,000 times more than what it is, as you speak of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. I pray, God, today that each and every one of us will be healthy, oh God, that our bodies are being renewed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever ailment that anybody may be experiencing, oh God, I decree and declare that it is removed, oh God. If there's a swelling, if there's some kind of sinus infection, oh God, if there's arthritic condition, oh God, we thank you, God, today to heal high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, multiple sclerosis, scoliosis, oh God, all kinds of cancers, Lord. We decree and declare that it is removed in the name of Jesus. Back pain, oh God, stomach pain, oh God, ulcers, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, remove it, Lord. We pray, God, today that you heal the kidneys, oh God, the spleens, oh God, the heart conditions, oh God. If somebody had a stroke, Lord, you heal the stroke, Lord. You help the brain, oh God, to function normally once again in the name of Jesus. If somebody's foot is twisted, oh God, as a result of the stroke, Lord, I decree and declare that it is fixed, oh God, that it starts to walk the right way, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we decree and declare that our minds are the mind of Christ, Lord. We do not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for a sound mind today in the name of Jesus. I come against and bind up the demon of suicide in the name of Jesus, Lord. People are taking their lives, oh God, because of the cares of the world, because of the overwhelming conditions that some are experiencing, oh God. But I pray, Lord, today that we will all cast our cares upon you, because you care about us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, across the world, around the nation, oh God, in every city, state, every county, oh God. We just pray for the spirit of the Lord to just move, Lord, that we will change our hearts, oh God, to be more like you, Lord, that we will imitate you, oh God, because we were made in your image, Lord. So we thank you, Father, today for that. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. So right now we have a little bit more time before the hour comes to an end. So the lines are being opened. If you have something you want to share this morning, if you were blessed by the word, or if you were encouraged, or if something was said that helps you along the way, you can share that. Or if you have some other testimony or praise report, you can give that at this time. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Darlene, this is Sister Marie, I just want to thank you for that word, you know. And I know a lot of them, if they know that what they missed today, they would have been on the prayer line. But I just want to encourage folks, same after us, to not get on the prayer line, not spend time with God. And he likes for it to slip our mind, to open our Bible, or to distract us from the word. And I really enjoy everything that you said. And, you know, a lot of times we need refreshing. And I just appreciate you and thank you for bringing that awesome.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen, Sister Maria. I mean, Marie.
Good morning. This is Lois. I missed the word. But I fell asleep before 6 o'clock. But the last time I told you all about Cheryl, they had put her in a room, but now she's home, and she's taking therapy, and she's coming along pretty good.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Let's give God some praise. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Cheryl, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for blessing
God.
Her, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for answering prayer, God. You can please
thank
answer
you.
These prayers, God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Glory to your
thank
name,
you,
God.
God.
Thank
you,
bless
God.
Your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory,
yes.
Glory, glory. God is good.
Yes, thank
and
you, God. Prayer,
we've been doing it ever
Lord.
And ever.
Yes,
God, yes, God, yes.
Thank you.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory, Lord. We thank you that you continue to heal her body, Lord, and strengthen her as she is taking her therapy.
Ooh, yes.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God, Lord. Praise God.
Pastor Tucker, I thank you for the word today. It was very clear. Very good illustrations that you have gave, you know, because came a time in my life where you have to make that decision also, like you did. Begin to talk to people, is it worth your eternal life? Is it worth your salvation? Taking a chance on sin for a few moments of pleasure right there, and you get stopped right there, you know, very close into that before, you know. Happened to a person there a few months back, and they got caught out in that situation, could have lost their life in it. But then you would think after that people would just, you know, come to the Lord, hallelujah, God. But I'm praying that they would become more sensitive to the Spirit, the eyes of understanding, be enlightened to the Holy Spirit upon us. So it was a very good message
mm-hmm.
this morning, very good scripture references. And I thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Horsley.
Good morning. Good morning, my sister, my brother. Good morning. How you doing? I thank God so much for waking me up this morning, told me on my way to do everything I have to do. I thank God for the line pray, and I give you God glory. And I need your pray for me because I know the situation pandemic, but I will never write those tallasty people to give me unemployment. They never send me nothing because God say 1, 2, and 3 on the name he are in the mix. But because you are my sister, my brother, on the line with me, I need your pray for me. I don't care how many people they have on the tallasty. But remember, we are a sister and brother. If we all pray together, pray for any of them. Pray for me to get that money because that money never come to me. They never say nothing. I know they have a lot of people. But remember, God say, I supply everything you need. But I know if we may heart, us on the line together, pray for me. God gonna open the door for me anyhow. Because since March, I never have a job and they never do nothing. Please, my sister, brother, help me pray to receive some money. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Who's speaking?
Miss B.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just come in and pray for Miss B right now that our God would help them to release the money that she needs. Amen. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we are thankful to God in advance, Lord, for the money being released to God.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God.
I was young, but now I'm old, but yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for it. We thank you, God, today,
because I know you're
going to do right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes,
the name that is above every name, Lord God. So we thank you.
Lord, if there's anybody else, God, who needs the funds, God, we pray, God, today that you receive the funding in our name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. No more holdups, God. No more holdups, Lord.
We praise your name, God. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. Do we have one more who might want to share something this morning? Okay. Well, we thank God for everybody today. And as we are at the top of the hour, I decree and declare that each and every one of us are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare that our families are blessed and highly favored. I decree that those who are not saved will come to the knowledge of the truth. I decree that we seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because God is with us. I decree and declare that we are loved by God, and God loves us, and we love him, and our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I pray that each and every one of us goes out today, O God, and we look for someone that we can say, I love you, because we do love one another. So let the love of God be in our hearts richly. And I say that we will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Be zealous for the things that God would have us to do so that many more people would come into the kingdom. I love each and every one of you, and have a beautifully blessed day. Amen, amen, and amen. And Sister Lois, I will send you the information where you can listen in to what you missed today.
Thank you very much.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number
305-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.